Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I bet Goldie spit food into these microphones at some point.
Oh, guaranteed.
You think he was an eater on the air?
No, Goldie's thin.
Yeah.
He eats once a day.
Did he eat during a Panthers broadcast? It'd be very difficult to do play-by-play while eating. All right. Well,
between the breaks,
let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Steve Goldstein, play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. A bunch of stuff to get to him with, but we were just we were supposed to be in our new studios today, but we're still in the old studios. We did a farewell segment before we went on vacation two Fridays ago. And what are you doing? You're cleaning out your trunk?
Just put some stuff in the dryer.
I can tell it. What do you got? You got a lot of things that clank in there. Did you take the change out of your pockets?
It's actually a Miami Dolphins blanket that actually just went in there. It was in the car and it got dirty. So
okay. I don't want to ask the backstory.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
No. You're not going to find that out. So you guys are basically, you're basically the San Francisco Giants. Remember when they said goodbye to Candlestick? They were moving to Tampa and they wound up staying in San Francisco.
It's the weirdest thing. We did the final segment. So it was like Friday the 28th, I think, of June, and so we were like, wow, this, we didn't realize it till it was the final segment. We're like, oh, this is our final segment in the studio, and we paid homage to Jim Mandich and Hank Goldberg and all those that came before us and whatever, because they say unequivocally we would be in the new studios today. And then Saturday we got a text, no, you're still in the old studios. We were talking about the state of the microphones in here, which are, I mean,
gross,
filthy, I mean, disgusting. But I was maintaining that over the course of like 30 years, a lot of radio hosts will eat while they do their show, and then they spit, you know, their food remnants without knowing it. But over 30 years, that creates quite a
Petri dish
of, I mean, there's probably, you know, Hostess products that don't even exist anymore that exist only in the confines of this microphone. Did you eat while you did your show?
Yeah, you know, you probably know this. I forget the name of the place, but it was on Powerline. I think in Deerfield, as you're driving up towards, but was it called the Little Red Caboose?
Yeah.
The Little Burgers.
Yep.
Okay, so they used to bring in back in the day in the morning.
That place doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's gone. I figured it was gone. So no surprise, Jeff DeForest had an in there for some free food. Shocking, I know. There's a reason why Hank Goldberg called him Freefo instead of Defo, which was the all-time, honestly, the all-time nickname. So anyway, so Freefo set it up, which we appreciate. So it would be like 6:15 in the morning, and they'd bring me and Joe Rose and Jeff DeForest, like, literally, like, boxes of these little burgers. And, you know, it smells great. You've been up a couple of hours. How do you not eat it? So, yeah, we used to eat it during the breaks, though, not actually on the air, but I never actually thought of what you just said. So, yeah, that's probably the case. It's probably pretty nasty over the years. You're right.
Because Neil Rogers used to eat during his show. Like, you could actually,
correct.
Yeah, he would eat while he was on the air. Can you sneak a bite while you're doing a Panthers broadcast?
I don't do that, no. I mean, during intermission, you know, I do grab a little snack here and there. But during the game, no, I don't.
Danny Potvin have a sandwich?
Trying to think if he's had, no, he's brought sandwiches. I think we've talked about this, but usually, again, intermission. You know, we have time during intermission in hockey. So that's the, you know, you could wait 45, 50 minutes. That's all a period takes. And then you have the intermission to get a little snack.
Moeller, though. Moeller will get a hot dog from a vendor while standing, you know, in between the two boxes.
I believe that's 100% correct. I believe there was an ice cream delivery once down there as well. He was licking the chocolate ice cream while a stick nearly hit him in the head. So yes,
yeah, you can totally see that.
Yeah.
Steve Goldstein. So I wanted to bring you on. I want to make fun of the Knicks, but I wanted to bring you on. The Florida Panthers, I was in Japan for 2 weeks and Crowder was on a road trip. And so, you know, I was getting sporadic news with push notifications and social media and whatnot. The Florida Panthers looked like, via social media, that they went out and just killed free agency. Is that correct?
I believe it's correct because they got the best goalie and one of the top five goalies in the league. And when you look at what the issue was last year in the, six extra games they needed to win to make the playoffs, clearly if you just had average goaltending, not even way above, just average, they would have won those games and they would have made it. So the goalie alone, to me, was a big success. And then they go and, you know, add three more pieces that they really needed in three specific spots they needed. So, you know, you go ahead with the three-time Stanley Cup winning coach, and then you go and sign four guys, and you still have all your own guys signed, and, you know, you're ready to go. I think it's fair to say they killed it in free agency, and I see that, you know, the odds are coming out now. It's the middle of July, and the Panthers are the fourth choice, incredibly, in the Eastern Conference to win the conference. They're 9-1 today to win the East.
And, Gold, is there a reasoning behind why this offseason, why this free agent period, they really went after it?
Well, you know, look, they've been trying to crowd. We talked about this, you know, trying to get through with the goaltending. Roberto was getting older, and, you know, James Reimer was under contract. I mean, if they wanted to move the contract, they probably couldn't have. So it came to the point where this past year it was obvious they needed to, you know, go get a goalie. I mean, Roberto, unfortunately, got hurt on opening night, got hurt one or two more times. So now you're talking about three times a year. He's been getting hurt for a few years. So they knew they needed a goalie. And I'll tell you what, they made a hard decision, you know, because back in January, when you look back on it now, sure, you're still trying to win, but they started making trades to clear cap space, knowing that, okay, it's probably not going to happen this year, and we've got to start, you know, building it up for the summer. So they cleared a ton of cap space. Vinny Viola, you know, kind of the owner of the team, gave, enough's enough. Let's do what we got to do to win. So that's probably why, Crowder, all those reasons why this summer was bigger. The other thing is you got to remember is, you know, they have so many of the main pieces in place now. So you can go out, okay, you need a goalie. All right, you need a top four defenseman. You need a fourth line center, which is another guy that got, you know, Achari from Boston. So because Huberdeau and Barkov and all those guys are so good and in their prime and they're signed,
Why do you keep hitting? We are all in amazement here at how many times you keep hitting the phone button.
Eight times in like 40 seconds.
It keeps going bleep, bleep, bleep. Are you holding a phone against your chin?
I'm not hitting the button. I'm not sure what's up with my Samsung.
Are you holding it like between your shoulder and your ear with no hand?
I am not. I'm holding it actually far away, so I don't know what's going on.
Huh. We're all like looking at each other, like it's almost like you're playing a melody of.
I apologize. This is very strange. I don't know why. No, I'm holding it far away. So,
all right. Maybe
sorry about that
glitch in the system. So, this has to be win or now for the Panthers.
Oh, there's no question. You talk about windows in sports. I mean, you got 3 years. Well, Barkov, first of all, is signed for three more years, and then they're going to have to probably double his salary, to be honest with you. So he's the best bargain in all of sports. But you've got a window here of like, you know, 3, 4, 5 years where everybody is signed and everybody is now obviously under the salary cap. So, you know, you've got four defensemen. You've got your top line guys. You've got the goaltender. You got Joel Quenneville here for 5 years. You talk about a window, and I think that window really does start October 3rd. I mean, you know, it's realistic to throw them if they have the health and if a few things break their way, into the possibility of a Stanley Cup contender as soon as this year, I think.
Steve Goldstein is with us, play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers, and they had a great last couple of weeks with free agency. So Panthers fans in South Florida in general should be excited. They did everything right.
I would say so.
Starting with the hire of Quenneville.
Yeah, and no question. You know, look, he's the guy. You know, he's when Bill Belichick is out there. He's when – you know, Mickey Arison in 95 brings down Pat Riley. You know, he's that guy that every once in a while, due to unforeseen circumstances, and the two guys I mentioned were certainly in that category, things break down for a great coach of where he was. And that guy moves on. And, you know, that's what happened with Joel Quenneville. I mean, things just broke down in Chicago. The GM was, I believe, doing some things both on the personnel side and on the coaching staff side. Joel Quenneville wasn't 100%, you know, on board with and happy with. And you know how these marriages go after, you know, so many years with a team. Sometimes it's just time. And the Panthers were able to capitalize and jump on it. Remember, you know,
they had a deal done with Joel Quenneville the weekend of the last, you know, the last regular season game. If they let that go another week or two, who knows? You know, Philadelphia hired a new coach. They might have jumped in and offered him, you know, $7-8 million a year, and they might have lost him. So they were very aggressive with the Quenneville.
Would you go after Chris Paul if you were the Heat?
You know, I'm not. To me, here's my opinion on all this stuff. Unless you're going to put together the team that can win the title, I'm not in on doing that stuff. And I don't think Chris Paul, adding him to this team, they have a chance in the East. So, no, I wouldn't. I was on board with the Russell Westbrook, though.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Like, to say, like, Russell Westbrook, I mean, how could I, you know, maybe not the nicest guy in the world to the media, maybe not the most.
We don't care about that.
Yeah, maybe not the most efficient basketball player, but yeah, I mean, he makes your team better. Young guy.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing that's kind of annoying is people just keep bringing up how much money these guys make. Look, it's a collective bargaining agreement, meaning both sides agreed that whatever revenue the league gets, the players get half. So why anybody is complaining, oh, this guy's making $35 million, he's not that good. Well, that's the deal that they have. I mean, people just need to get over the, you know, the money thing. I understand the money conversation as it relates to the salary cap. If, you know, a fan doesn't want a guy because, hey, if you get this guy, you can't sign anybody else. That I totally understand. But I've just been hearing for 2 weeks about people, you know, bitching and moaning about how much these NBA guys make. Well, that's what they're bringing in. They're the product, and they get half the money no matter what. So I have no problems with the money these guys are making.
And with what Riley's doing, did he walk back out and pump his chest a little bit after years of criticism, I would say?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, Pat, I hope, look, for his legacy, I hope he's able to get this thing, you know, back into a championship, you know, level. And I do appreciate that really is all he thinks about. You know, he wants to win it all the time. Just, you know, they have not been able to, despite all the talk about, you know, this guy's going to come to Miami, that guy wants to come to Miami. They just haven't been able to do it since, you know, he made those trades and they, you know, with Shaq, and they won the first title. And then obviously the big three got together and decided to come here.
Who was the who was your big signing for your Knicks? Was it Julius Randle?
It is sad and pathetic.
So what did Dolan say again? I was out of the country, so I didn't see. But did Dolan have a statement that riled up Knicks fans?
I don't even pay attention to what he says. Honestly, Hawk, I don't know what he said. It's a dire situation there, and it always has been. But the amazing thing is, every game will still be sold out. That's the most remarkable thing to me.
But, I mean, they cleared up all that cap space. This is the amazing thing to me about the Knicks. They cleared up all that cap space, got rid of Porzingis, thought they were going to get Zion. And not that R.J. Barrett's a bad ball player, because he looked really good. But, I mean, just, you know, down the street, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving.
Well, that's the amazing thing. Like, guys decided to come and live and play in New York, and they go to the Nets instead of the Knicks. I mean, that kind of tells you all you need to know, doesn't it? It's not like they picked another city, or, you know, like Kawhi Leonard wanted to be back home, obviously, on the West Coast. And, you know, these guys have certain reasons. But for two guys of that caliber to come to New York and go play for the Nets in Brooklyn instead of the Knicks on 34th and between 7th and 8th in the Garden is I never thought I'd see that. Really, it's incredible.
Goldie, have you ever thought about divorcing the Knicks?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I kind of have a little bit. You know, and I root for the Heat. I know it's a strange thing to like those two teams. You have to pick one or the other. But I don't pay as much attention, honestly, as I used to, because it is just such dysfunction. They're kind of a little bit like the Mets, who I root for. I mean, you just can't win when you have that kind of dysfunction from the top. And those two franchises, they might be the two most dysfunctional franchises right now in all of sports, because it seems like the Cleveland Browns have kind of gotten things together a little bit anyway.
It's amazing how inept the Knicks have been. Like, you almost couldn't even try to be that inept.
You know, and it's basketball. You need, like, one or two good guys to be, like, respectable. That's all you need. You know, it's not football where, oh, we have the best left tackle in the league. Yeah, well, you could still go 2-14 because he only plays, you know, half the game, and, you know, all the different reasons we know in all the other sports. In basketball, you get one or two guys that are very good. You're competitive, at least. They can't even do that.
Goldie, you went to the New Kids on the Block mixtape tour last night?
I was there at the BB&T Center. It's great when you go to a show and you know every single word to every single song. You know, when Naughty by Nature came out, the crowd was going crazy. I thought it was back at the Upper West Side in 1992. It was phenomenal. And as you know, Hawk, a big thrill for me, got to meet Debbie Gibson. So
he texted me a picture this morning with Debbie Gibson, which I mean, that's a dream. That's a dream meet and greet right there, Goldie.
I was going to sing "It's Only in My Dreams."
Just a classic. Just a classic.
I didn't know who that was.
Tiffany performed, right?
Tiffany was there. Naughty by Nature, Salt and Peppa. And by the way, Peppa just was off the charts last night.
Peppa had it going on.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
And New Kids on the Block. Did I miss anybody?
New Kids. Yep. They were the headline. But I'll tell you what, them alone would not have gotten the job done. It was. And the place was packed. You know, they didn't have the upper deck open, but, you know, the lower bowl and the club and all that stuff, the club level was jammed and every single person was up. And like I said, everybody knows the word to every song. So it was a wild concert last night, I got to tell you. I liked it a lot.
It's crazy what you're doing with your phone.
I'm not even touching the phone, so it's not me.
It is crazy how many times you're beeping the numbers.
In fact, Hawkman, I close the keyboard on the screen, so that's not what it is.
I mean, Solana, am I lying? You look at me every time it happens.
We're up to 16.
Yeah, there's
16.
Another reason why it's happening. I don't know what it is, but it's not that, because the screen's not even, like, the keyboard part of the screen isn't even open.
All right. Well, I don't know what's
going
on.
So I don't know what's
there.
Going on. You know, I've done this a million times.
I don't know what's happening. All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good time last night. So it was a good concert last night.
Yeah, very enjoyable. Yeah, and then afterwards meeting her, you know, and she was thrilled to meet me too, I think. So.
Yeah, I would imagine. And so Panthers fans, just to wrap it up, Panthers fans should be delighted with everything that's transpired with the Florida Panthers during the offseason.
It is pretty cool. They filled all the needs. And if you do believe, as many in sports do, that you got to suffer and you got to lose and you got to go through the bad stuff to get to the good stuff, as we all know, the last 2-3 years after winning the division, you know, in 16, the Panthers have gone through that. And hopefully the guys, not the new guys, the guys they currently have, and I think they are, have the chip on their shoulder and are kind of angry. And now they've got the help they need. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a very intriguing season.
Thanks, Goldie. Hopefully next time we talk to you, we will be in the new studios with brand new clean microphones.
Well, maybe that's the problem and not my phone beeping.
I guarantee you it's on our end. I guarantee you it's a technological problem on our end, because this is a dying space capsule over here.
Well, tell Tree Crawford to fix all this stuff already, okay? Let's get it done.
I believe people have been telling him that for 30 years, Goldie.
Yeah. All right. A cheap shot at Tree, not very nice of me. I'm going to hear about that, I know.
See you, Goldie.
Okay, boys, see you.
Steve Goldstein there. Hapless Knicks fan. Do you do that? You get to a point where you divorce your team?
Yeah, you can.
Because you put in so much time and effort and whatever. Like, you feel like the good stuff has to be around the corner.
Goldie said with the Browns, like Brown fans right now.
They've turned it around. I don't think there's any question, right? They're going to be good.
But like Goldie said, it's so much harder to rebuild a football team than a basketball team. They
the
get
Knicks,
all that money and bring in Julius Randle.
With the Knicks, and had Porzingis, by the way, who to me is really a good basketball player. That's it. Like, they got rid of him for one reason. It was to get Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving. And they got neither. And like I said, both of them went to New York anyway. I mean, just a slap in the face.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.